You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, best ways for people to reach out. What do they do?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find us there. Head on over to Facebook. You just search Dom and Jeremy. We're on the FB. And then our OnlyFans site, Dom. You can find us under Dom and Jeremy on OnlyFans.
Here, I'll go ahead. I'll give you that.
It's going to get hot.
That kind of made my morning. Thank you.
You bet.
This is written by Renee. We this, we that, but it's Renee. Her husband's name is Rob. She says, we need a ruling from the boys in the morning. We bought a new house in March. We have our master bedroom and another bedroom for our daughter. There's a third room that I want to turn into a mother-in-law suite. So when we have company, they have a place to stay. My husband insists that we finally get the game room and poker room he's always wanted. Renee says, I think that's childish, but his argument, let me just say this going into this. I've never thought about his argument this way before.
Okay.
His argument is that we never have people come to stay, so it would pretty much be wasted space if it's a guest room, but a game room would get used all the time. She writes, I don't want to give in, but I agree that we could ask the boys and their listeners, guest room or game room?
Ooh.
Thanks for your help, and thanks for making our mornings fun. Again, that's Renee, and her husband is Rob. Now, I wrote back because I was curious about something. She says the basement of the house is unfinished, it's small, and it's dark, and it would take a lot more to make it into like a
That's more
a
money. I mean, you got a room.
For either use. Yeah,
okay.
So that's out. So we have to decide on the third room upstairs.
The thing with his argument about the game room getting used more, it probably would in the beginning, don't you think? Like it would be all fun and they'd have people over for game night or whatever, like for 6 months maybe. And then it kind of fizzles out, right? And then it'll probably just be sitting there collecting dust.
Like a guest room.
Like a guest room. So I can see his argument where they would use it more, but for how long? It's a room that's essentially like a treadmill or a pool table or a foosball table. It's fun when you get it, but then you don't touch it. Can they do both? I guess that's not an option. Huh?
That's not an option. Don't be putting that idea in people's heads.
So you can't say both.
Don't say both.
Well, you know where I am.
Now, I've had a house before with two guest rooms, and that was doubly a waste of space, really, because occasionally somebody would come and stay. But otherwise, they were just rooms that you're heating and cooling and still cleaning and never gets used.
And you know how I am about people coming to the house and certain members of the family, and I don't want anybody there.
So if you
I don't want
say,
anybody staying.
Hey, don't have a guest room.
I'm totally on the side of no guest room. Even though the game room is not going to get used a lot, I think his argument is kind of lame. I don't want a guest suite. I don't want that in the house. Because then you have people coming and staying with you, and that's horrible. That's the worst.
You're so anti-people.
Oh, it's the worst. Then you got to, you know, entertain and cook and entertain and cook.
So now you get to choose between the two. If you are thinking about calling and saying do both or compromise or something like that, we're going to make you pick. 303-691-1MIX. You've heard both sides of the argument now. Is it a guest room or is it a fun room? I guess is another way of looking at it.
It's Rob's room.
Well, nobody's saying that Renee couldn't go in and have fun.
No,
in
but in
too.
General, it's going to be Rob's room. It's his fun little getaway game room. It'll be decorated in his style, I'm sure, if he wins. You know, have NASCAR up on the walls.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to. I mean, to think that, you know, Renee can't use it as her fun. I mean, I don't know what she's in. Maybe she's a crafty person. She could, you know, part of the game room could be a crafty thing, too.
No, what? Dom.
That's part of the fun, if you ask me.
Here's our poker table, and here's our sewing machine.
Yeah.
No. Yes. You drink in that room, and if you go in there and play poker and you're drinking, somebody's going to fire up the sewing machine, and there's going to be something horrible that happens.
You're telling me, because my wife has done a lot of crafty stuff, and there's always a glass of wine around. What are you talking about?
She's going to stitch her fingers together one of these days.
We turn it over to Dom and Jeremy listeners, like Sarah. Sarah, what do you think about this?
Well, good morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey.
I think they should leave it as a... Or make it into a playroom or.
Yeah, an adult playroom.
Oh, that kind. Oh.
Yeah, because if they have a child, don't they have a child?
Yeah, they have a daughter.
They do.
So when she's like in high school, all her friends are going to want to come over, or his friends come over and play there, and then they know where their child is because they're all playing at their house.
Well, I think at that point you send them down to the musty, dark, unfinished basement because they can't jack anything up really too bad down there.
Yeah, I like the idea of the adult playroom.
Why? I was like, is this 50 Shades or what? I mean,
well, yes, I didn't say the jungle room. You know, it's.
Sarah, I like the game room.
But we will put your vote down for
the game room.
Okay, sure,
we'll,
Sarah.
We'll put your vote down for game room. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. We appreciate you being on the show. All right, there's one. Cody, what are you voting for?
I'm definitely going to vote for game room, I think. If the guest room isn't going to be used, then what's the point of spending the money to set it up as a guest room? Might as well spend the money. I mean, I'm sure she's gonna enjoy the game room as much as he will. She'll be able to invite her friends over for game nights and same vice versa, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They'll both get plenty of use out of it, I believe.
It's going to improve the marriage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. I think it'll be a place that they can spend some time together, have fun, kind of relax a little bit, you know.
Put a little mini fridge in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cody, have a great day. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. You as well.
Thanks, Cody.
Appreciate you being on the show. Michelle, do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I'm on her side, actually.
Okay, tell us why.
So here's my thought. Okay, when you have guests over and you're playing and you're drinking, no one's going to want to keep taking trips up and down to the kitchen from the bedroom to get something to eat or drink. It's where all the action is, downstairs.
Well, that's why I said mini fridge. They have these little fridges you can put in any room.
But then they have a child who's going to be sleeping in another bedroom upstairs. So they're going to put a noisy...
I think this is a ranch-style house.
I don't know. I just say if you're a small family or a family of three, buy one of those poker tables where you can turn it over when you're not using it and maybe use it as your kitchen table, and then you have it all right there in the kitchen.
Now that just oozes class, right? That is classy.
Oh, that's great, Michelle.
I would keep it a bedroom.
Okay, we got
it. I'm glad you called. Have a fun day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Then there was Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Your vote is for what?
Oh, 100% game room.
Yeah.
Why?
100%. I've got two boys, and if I could convert, we do have a guest room, and it doesn't get used, and it just collects stuff. If I could convert that, which I think I'm going to now, and just put all the games in there, everything in there, and have at it. 100% game room.
Yeah, it's a fun room.
You know,
I'm with Jeremy. There's enough hotels. People can go stay someplace else.
Well, the problem is, like, you couch this as the mother-in-law suite. As soon as you say that, I'm like, nope, I'm out. I'm out.
Nope.
Mother-in-law? No.
Hotels.
Is that what's turning people off here? Is
that
the
what,
wording
that
of it?
That stings, you know? A little, Dom. It stings.
Oh, that is funny.
A guest room is nice, like it's always clean and it's there if somebody needs it and it's convenient, but you know
it's wasted
space, it's nice if you get sick, like formal living rooms.
You know, like the houses they build, you know,
exactly.
You walk in and it's got this formal living room to the right and you're like, yawn, nobody's ever in there. And I know we'll get calls from people, I use my formal living room. Well, you're one out of like 200. I bet it's half of 1% that actually ever use a formal living room.
Yeah.
You know, and Don, we have that too. You walk in our house and to the right, we have that. It's called the white carpet room, and it's got a piano, and no one goes in there because no one's allowed.
You're not allowed to touch.
Like,
no drinks on the white carpet.
Yeah, it's like the royal palace. You know, you can't touch
it's
a thing.
Wasted space.
Put a poker table in there.
Yeah.
No, I might have to do that.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Thanks, Lauren. You know, although on the other hand, quickly before we go to Jeff's call, I will say that when we were looking at houses one time, we walked in and there was a formal living room just, you know, I think it was to the left when you walked in. Mm-hmm. There's that wasted space. They had put a pool table in there and it's still, that made it actually worse.
Because it's weird, right?
It's just weird. It's like a pool table when you first walk in.
You feel like you're walking into a frat house or something, right?
And talk about wasted. Pool tables are another one of those things. You buy it, it looks great, mm-hmm. and then it gets used like once every three years or something.
That's right, man.
You know, it's already been decided. Five calls says it all, but we'll let Jeff get a vote in anyway. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
What are you going to say to Renee and Rob?
All I got to say is that whenever you stay over at somebody else's house, think about what you do. And then think about if you want to clean the sheets after somebody else.
Oh, Jeff, what are you talking about?
You know.
What is... Nobody ever should have Jeff over. Jeff is banned from everywhere now.
Banned from our show.
What is he doing?
Dude, the vote, though, was 4-1.
Yeah, game room.
Rob wins this love for